Welcome to the Arizona Technology Council Tech Focus Member Spotlight Podcast. This is the podcast that highlights Arizona's growing prominence as a world-class technology hub. In each podcast episode, we feature innovative entrepreneurs and transformative leaders, technology titans, really, who are reshaping Arizona's evolving technology ecosystem in emerging sectors and existing sectors. My name is Michael Beach, and I'm the founder of Michael Beach Coaching and Consulting, a Tucson-based business advisory firm. I'm also a proud member of the Arizona Technology Council. I'm especially delighted because today we get to share breaking news with you about the combination of two companies that will be making news in Arizona and around the world for quite some time to come. Now I'd like to turn the proceedings over to our moderator, Linda Drake, a seasoned executive development and leadership coach with Michael Beach Coaching and Consulting, and another member of the Arizona Technology Council. Linda, great to be with you today. Make us through today's episode.
Great to be here, Michael. Thank you very much. And appreciate our guests being here to share exciting announcements. It's a pleasure to both have both of you here today, Alex and Sergio, and to have you share with our listeners this exciting announcement that will rock the 5G world. It's a story of the combination of high tech and intellectual property and out-of-the-box thinking that has ignited right here in Arizona. Alex, please share the excitement of what is now pre-fall 5G.
Sure, Linda. And first, let me say thank you, a very special thank you to you and Michael for launching this new podcast series, and a shout out to all our colleagues from the Arizona Technology Council, and also for this podcast series. Sergio and I are thrilled to be with all of you today. Earlier this week, we both Freefall Aerospace and Electronic Design and Development Corporation, we announced the formation of Freefall 5G. This new company, Freefall 5G, is designed to help our customers and their customers realize the promise of 5G. So Linda, this is transformational what we're talking about here in terms of what's happening with technology in the 5G sector. It will no doubt be a transformative across the economy and on a global scale. And we believe that the Freestar 5G antenna system will help us achieve our specific goals to make this happen.
Great, Alex. I'm really glad to hear that. It's wonderful news. But why is this such exciting news for Arizona, and what companies are involved in this?
Yeah, sure. So it's a combination of individuals and expertise and IP and technology and know-how that spans not only two companies, as I mentioned, but also the financial backing of two entities that are very, very well-known, Diamond Ventures, DVI Equity Partners, and also Freefall on the Freefall Aerospace side, UA Venture Capital. Both of those entities are involved in helping us position the Freestar 5G. And so this has an opportunity to help impact the region and the state, as you mentioned in your underlying question, who cares, so what? How does it matter to the Arizona technology landscape? Well, 5G is here. 5G is now in Arizona, and we hope to have a very big impact in this sector.
I think to add to Alex, first of all, Sergio, thank you very much for hosting us. To us, it's very exciting news for Arizona, particularly because we're just coming out of this pandemic, which has brought us together in many, many levels, although we're far apart. And it goes back to the 5G promise, where the purpose is really all about people, bringing people together, having them better communicate and have better relationships, right? So for me personally, it's about the people and the people that's happening. You know, we have a great story between Freefall and ED2 in the sense that instead of being two competitors, we come together and jointly come together for one focus. It'll make the region better. It'll bring a lot of value to the state. Hopefully, it'll bring more companies that could partner and develop this technology with us. One of the opportunities that we see at 5G is that the industry is really figuring out the rollout and the deployment of this system. This is something that it's a very long-lasting, very long-term phenomenon that we'll see. And what's exciting for me and with Alex is that we'll get to shape that conversation. We'll be influencers in what happens in the future for 5G. And it's exciting that we're local. It's here. It's happening in Tucson, in Oro Valley, and in Arizona.
It is very exciting, Sergio. And can you tell us what problem does Freefall 5G technology solve for customers?
Sure. I mean, outside of the 5G promise, which is high speeds, you know, latency, overcoming all those latency issues, really for me, it's size and performance. You know, we have a product that together we're launching that allows us to be, you know, a very small size in comparison to anything that's out there. So it's completely disruptive in the sense that it's very different from what others have to offer. And so size is a big deal, which is we're going to be a lot more compact, smaller, we'll be able to do more functionality. But from a performance, we'll have faster speeds, we can look at 360 degrees, we'll be able to do multiple MIMO, which is be able to broadcast to a lot more people than traditionally being able to. And that's pretty exciting because that's really what the market really needs at this time.
Absolutely agreed. Now, for the layperson that's listening, Alex, could you explain to us what is 5G?
Yeah, that's very important. It's a buzzword that's been talked about quite a bit, and certainly those of us in the tech sector have heard it quite a bit as it relates to other key buzzwords in the tech ecosystem, from IoT to, you know, autonomous everything, right? So simply put, 5G is fifth generation of global cellular, the global cellular network, if you will. It's the standard. It's a standard by which everything going forward will be measured. That is preceded by 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G. We're currently in the fourth generation of technology that's deployed in the business sector. It's deployed in commerce and personal consumption, et cetera, et cetera. But you asked a fundamental question there, Linda. What really is the gap? What's sort of happening there that a technology like the Freestar 5G product would make any relevance in the first place? Well, look, there are more and more devices that are coming online. As we all know, they're growing by the day, and they're growing on a global scale, right? The problem with that is that mobile networks are running out of capacity. And so pretty soon, you're going to have a really significant problem with connectivity because of a lack of being able to pass data to each other, basically with speed and in a way that makes sense for business and personal enjoyment. So that's where this fifth generation comes into place. The promise of the fifth generation is that it removes latency, that you can download a movie in a second, that you can imagine what you can do for business from a productivity perspective. All of us are online, even more so with COVID. Today, you know, one of the social media entities announced that they're going to keep their employees remote because it's turning out to be great for productivity. So imagine what that means in terms of opportunity when you enhance the global connectivity ecosystem to begin with. That's what really 5G is all about. And so the good news for folks like Sergio and I is that we get to focus on helping create the infrastructure that will help make that promise real. And we expect that the Freestar 5G product would be a huge enabler in making it happen.
That's great, Alex. And so when you're combining these two companies into the new entity, Freefall 5G, what capabilities do Freefall and ED2 bring together to combine?
Sure. So let's both tackle this one, Sergio, because it's a fun question. So first of all, both entities remain in operation as well. I want to underscore that Freefall Aerospace and the Electronic Design and Development Corporation are both going concerns. They're both addressing unique opportunities and challenges in the marketplace for their respective customer base. In addition to doing so, we're bringing the rigor and talent and opportunity and IP together under the formation of Freefall 5G to tackle the specific gap that we see happening with 5G. Sergio, what would your take on that?
For me, it's extremely simple, right? We've got two companies that both have tremendous capability and skill sets, one in aerospace, the other one is in defense, and we're bringing that value of ruggedness, high performance to the commercial market. So just that by itself provides tremendous value to the equation. What I see also is, you know, to Alex's point, is both of them, this is a joint development for us. This is a joint venture for us that we have this product, the Freestar antenna, and we're taking it to the market together. And we're combining our expertise to create the maximum value for that. So to me, it's a story of coming together. You know, we got different skill sets coming together and focusing on one product to make a difference and be disruptive in the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. And Linda, the tenureship of our respective technical teams is fantastic. So we're fortunate for that. We've been able to attract the right kind of talent to both of these respective entities. And those are all at the disposal of this specific opportunity with Freefall 5G.
So let me ask you, what makes the Freestar 5G antenna unique in the marketplace?
So the Freestar antenna is a distributed antenna system. Okay, and what it does, it offers 360-degree coverage in a single unit with three-dimensional MIMO that is about the size of a laptop. So think about that and the potential moving forward to making it smaller and smaller for added capability. It also, so the unprecedented size reduction is of great value. It reduces the complexity and power consumptions of traditional planar array solutions. Most of the industry right now is doing planar arrays. We are introducing a completely out of the box new concept that in our minds will completely transform the conversation moving forward. So for us, there's a lot of excitement on that. It does ultra fast beam pointing, which is of great value. Alex mentioned latency issues so that we can download and be able to communicate better. This is ultra-fast, nanosecond type of technology as opposed to milliseconds or orders of magnitude slower. And then also, it's ideal for mobile 5G services or fixed dense environments. I'll give you some examples for that. Tracking vehicles for users, Uber, you know, all those type of functionalities. Smart city. Perfect example for smart city or smart industry, anything that wants to be smart, a lot of data throughput to make a lot of artificial intelligent decisions. And then in terms of high density stadiums, you know, or school campuses, you know, this will allow all of those functions to really operate under one device.
And yeah, and if I might add to that, Linda, there's no question that the net impact of what Sergio just mentioned, it is a disruptive product. Because it has these disruptive features to it, it's essentially a new way to get at the 5G promise in a more cost-effective way. It's more robust, and we believe that by being able to save on costs, but give it the added benefits and features that Sergio just outlined, it should have an opportunity to impact our customers in a more positive way going forward.
That's fantastic, Alex. And so what are some of the applications for your new antenna?
We certainly hope that there'll be a number of different applications. As Sergio outlined, there are outdoor solutions, there's indoor solutions, there's a number of applications now that are being fielded and tested, and some are already in deployment. There's about four or five countries in the world in the 5G race that are already fielding 5G, including, for example, South Korea, China, Germany, and us here in the United States. But the applications are fairly wide-based. What we believe is that we can take this Freestar product, and because of the unique features and technology breakthrough, if you will, that we've been able to realize, we can get there farther, faster, cheaper, better.
I would just add to Ali's comment that the rest of the world or some countries are fielding 5G equipment. Soon, Tucson, Arizona, will be fielding 5G equipment.
That is fantastic. Sergio announced is just fantastic. So tell our listeners how they can learn more about Freefall 5G.
Sure. We just unveiled a website related to this company specifically, and that is freefall5g.com, freefall5g.com. You can visit us there. We'd love to have a conversation with any of our council that might be interested in the technology or our business overall. And we just consider ourselves fortunate to be able to operate in a state like Arizona that has a wonderful ecosystem, a growing ecosystem, and now we get to add 5G to the region.
Alex and Sergio, this is just fantastic. Thank you so much for informing us so deeply about the new exciting adventure and venture that you're going through. So we really appreciate your time today. I'd like to turn it over to Michael to close this podcast.
Thank you, Linda. I want to add my thanks to our guests, Alex Rodriguez and Sergio Cardona from Freefall 5G, to say we are excited and looking forward to the future of 5G, gentlemen, and your company's leadership would be an absolute understatement. Exciting news. Thank you so much. Well, listeners, that's our episode for today. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. We'll be back again with our next episode of the Arizona Technology Council Tech Focus Member Spotlight Podcast, Episode 4. We'll feature Linda Drake interviewing Stephen Heitz, the Chief Innovation Officer from Lovage. We want to thank the Arizona Technology Council for their outstanding leadership, and we want to thank every one of the hundreds of members of the Arizona Technology Council for making the technology industry in Arizona so incredibly relevant and exciting. We are so committed to your success. We'll look forward to bringing you another exciting episode next time. Stay focused, stay strong, and stay healthy. We'll see you next time. Thank you.